Miss Hattie, what do you think when you pull up and see all these turkeys and potatoes out here?
God still got wonderful people in the world to help those of less. And Sioux City is one of our greatest supporters.
How important is this time of year for you to help people here in Baltimore?
At one time as a child, I was one of those people on the other end needing someone to extend just what Sioux City is doing.
And tell me who these meals are going to be going to and who's going to be benefiting from it.
Most of the children that are in school and the parent liaison, they let me know the kids that could benefit. So we draw up this is their seal. They have to have this. And when they come to school, the parents will come out with this letter. They have their name on it, their address. And we usually ask them to put how many kids in the family size. And we give them the turkey and the potatoes.
What is it like for these families to have a Thanksgiving like this?
Very, very grateful, especially the children, because a lot of kids that don't have to go through this, those that do, they are very appreciative, very.
And what's it like for you and your staff to know that you're helping these folks?
Only God knows. It's right at my heart. And Sioux City, for the past 12 years, when I first came to them and told them what I want to do, because I'm retired because of a brain tumor, they stepped right in, and they have been very supportive. Not only doing this, they give me clothes, they give me shoes, and I go and find the kids that could benefit and see that they have.
What is it about the people here in Baltimore that reach out and help those who are less fortunate?
Well, we are called Charm City, and we get personal. We get close because it starts at home. And as family, we are taught to help each other, and that is extended because we are still family outside of the home.
And I know Thanksgiving's a special time of year. I would imagine there are going to be some special kids with some warm hearts after these big Thanksgiving meals. Those are some big turkeys.
They are. It's always like this. Sioux City, just the best. And I want everybody to know Sioux City. They don't only have these stores. They come back in the community. They do much more than what you see here in helping those of less.
Well, thank you. Hi. Hi, I'm Scott Wyckoff from WBAL.
And I'm Pauline Cleburne.
Hi, Paul.
Her assistant.
How you doing, Pauline?
Fine.
Tell me what this means to you guys to know that these turkeys are going to be going to kids in the city.
They'll have a smile on their face, and they'll have a beautiful Thanksgiving dinner.
Those are some big turkeys.
Yes, they are. And like she said, every year it's the same. They do.
And these folks here in Baltimore always seem to help out others?
Yes. That's what we do. You know, we just help all the needy.